This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. In Bob's news, we just heard from City Councilor Vince Crisanti, who was dumped from his role as deputy mayor after coming out in support of Doug Ford. So here is what Mayor John Tory has to say about it.
You can't have somebody who's supposed to be your partner who is then saying in the same breath that they're going to, you know, be out sort of trying to undermine your efforts to move forward. And I'm so determined to move forward on these issues of housing and transit and traffic and jobs that I've got to be able to focus on that without thinking somebody who's sitting as supposedly as my partner beside me is trying to undermine me. And so I think this is a very simple proposition people understand very easily and out there. And I just did what I believed was the right thing. I did it courteously as I would, but I had to make a decision, which I did.
Okay, well, a lot of people, including some councillors who don't necessarily support John Tory, say this is obvious, that you can't be on the mayor's closest team if you don't support the agenda. So right now, let's find out why this has become a big deal politically. Let's go to Scarborough councillor Glenn DeBeermaker. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, Libby. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so what do you make of this whole thing?
I think the mayor has done the right thing. I think, as you maybe described, it was maybe an unlikely ally of John Tory when he first became mayor. I was a very strong supporter of David Miller, and I'm on the left of the political spectrum. John Tory reached out to a number of people, made me a deputy mayor. So like Councillor Crisanti, we were given no extra pay, no extra staff, but extra responsibilities, and we take them on gladly. But I would advise any deputy mayor or any person who has a job, don't insult your boss on TV and radio, especially if it isn't true, and expect to have your job the next day. I can't imagine anybody who works at Home Depot or Swiss Chalet or IBM going out on TV and broadcasting in the media saying, my boss is a bum and there's chaos at City Hall and spending's out of control. My boss is a bum. And expect to have your job the next day. It just doesn't happen. So I think I love Councillor Crisanti. He and I get along very well. He's a very good councillor. He's very hardworking. I think it was a mistake. He perhaps should have called into the mayor and said, you know what, I'm joining somebody else's campaign. Let me resign from the position as deputy mayor and then do it. But instead, I think, you know, he just went out, said things that especially that weren't true. It's just, some things can be opinion, of course. He has a right to support another mayoral candidate. That's, I don't think, a problem with anybody. But I think some of the things he said simply weren't true, and I think that was the line he crossed.
And just by the way, in the rest of the world, outside City Hall, one of the few things that are considered firing with cause is insubordination.
Yes. And again, I'll look at media, I'll look at councillors, but anybody who has a job anywhere, there's a certain courtesy and respect and hierarchy that you have to follow. So again, if you work at Home Depot, don't go insulting your boss saying he's incompetent and he's not controlling the department correctly and the company's going to go bankrupt. When again, one, those things aren't true. And two, even if they were true, that's not the way to do it. So I know one of the things that was said, which I think was very hurtful for the mayor and a personal level, was when in a statement by Councillor Crisanti that the spending at City Hall is out of control. Well, you know, we have the lowest property taxes in Ontario. So if anyone listening now calls their friends in Mississauga or Pickering or Markham or Oakville, ask them what their taxes are, you're going to be shocked. I can guarantee you you're paying lower taxes than your friends who live in the 905 belt.
Well, just as an aside, we just had Doug Ford on the show last week. I mean, you guys better get used to hearing that, because that's going to be the refrain from now until the next election.
Yes, and I think people are entitled to their opinions, but there are also facts.
Oh, yeah,
show a graph of what our taxes are compared to somebody like Mississauga's or Markham's or Pickering or Oakville's, the truth, the facts are very different. But so I think you're right. We're going to hear that refrain. But Deputy Mayor Crisanti knows that that's not true. Last year in 2016, our tax increase was only 1.3%, lower than the rate of inflation. So that's a pretty decent thing in order for us to keep the firefighters we need, the police officers we need, the paramedics we need, the lifeguards we need at our swimming pool. I think most taxpayers in the City of Toronto, considering we already pay the lowest taxes in Ontario, would say, well, 1.3%, I don't like 1.3%, but it's not unreasonable. It's not spending going out of control.
I'm going to give the numbers out again in case our listeners have something to say about all of this. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. We are talking about the latest thing at City Hall. The mayor, John Tory, dumped Vince Crisanti from his role as deputy mayor after he came out in support of Doug Ford and basically said stuff, spending out of control at City Hall, which I say is going to become a refrain, is already a refrain now that Doug Ford is in the race. And I'm reminded of Kelly Conway, Trump's person, talking about alternate facts. Yes, Glenn?
Oh, yes. I mean, everybody believes different things, and that's why we have elections, and Mayor Tory won the last election. And again, I'll call it an unlikely ally for the mayor, but I've been in the City Hall building under Mayor Mel Lastman, David Miller, Rob Ford, and John Tory, and I can look anyone in the eye and say that this mayor that we have now is smart, hardworking, professional. Of the four mayors this mega city has had, he's by far the best mayor I've ever seen or I've ever worked with. So I will be out there supporting Mayor Tory in the next election, and that's going to surprise a lot of people because people will say, but Glenn, you're a lefty. Why would you support a progressive conservative like John Tory? And my answer is because he's a good man and the city needs a good man. I do try to step away from party politics because I have friends in all political parties, even the Reform Party. And you know what? If you have a decent, hardworking person with a good moral compass, they're going to do a good job. And when you look at the chaos and the drama that we had at this council 4 years ago, we're supposed to be running a business. It's called the City of Toronto that spends $12 billion a year making sure that when you dial 911, a fire truck shows up. We had a mayor who was missing in action. He was out drinking and smoking and out with partying. This mayor that we have now works hard. He's what we need. Again, best mayor that I've seen, and I've worked with all four mayors since the megacity was created. So I think the mayor's going to do well.
Okay, well, first of all, I said I was going to give the numbers, and I didn't. So they are 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. We're talking about the latest brouhaha at City Hall. We have a few minutes left, and I am on the line with Glenn DeBaremaker. Now, getting into the weeds of the politics of this, some people say that this problem with Vince Crisanti and a problem that may come up with others is because the mayor did not embrace enough people on the left. Would you agree with that?
I don't think I would, because Vince Crisanti is a wonderful counselor. Nobody would ever describe Vince Crisanti as being of the left. In fact,
I'm saying he didn't. That the people that John Tory allied with, who are more on the right, might be more inclined to go with Doug Ford, and John Tory did not embrace enough people on the left.
I understand what you're saying. And yes, I think people could put forward that criticism. I don't think it'll hold much water because there are 10 city councillors in Scarborough. And up until recently, I don't think you could find anybody, I'll call it more traditional, left-wing or pro-labor or pro-environment than myself. So out in Scarborough, that represents 650,000 people, he didn't choose a right-wing councillor to be the deputy mayor. He asked me to be the deputy mayor who helps out in Scarborough. Scarborough and coordinates things in Scarborough, and I'm pretty far left on the political spectrum. He had a great relationship with the late Pam McConnell. He supported her poverty reduction strategy. They worked well together, and she, again, I can't imagine anybody being more left-wing than Councillor McConnell was. So I think the mayor's done that balancing act. I think all mayors have to do that balancing act. David Miller had to reach out to the right. John Tory had to reach out to the left. There'll be some on the left that are still bitter that John Tory won and that Olivia Chow didn't win, and they'll never get over that. They'll always be bitter.
But I think that's a bad way to be.
Yeah, I think if most people look at what John Tory's there, I think the description of him as a progressive conservative is one. He is very fiscally conservative. It is true. He doesn't spend as much money as some people would like, but he has moved heaven and earth to help with the affordable housing file, to increase transit in every corner of the city, not just in Scarborough, but we're opening up a new subway to York University this Christmas. We're getting an LRT line built in downtown Toronto. John Tory is all over the map doing a lot of really good things. And yes, he's a conservative, but does he have compassion for people who are homeless or who are victims of domestic violence? He has the biggest heart of any of us. So if any of us needed to have a workmate or a boss, you'd want it to be John Tory. And you know, you see the skill set that he has. There's peace now at City Hall. The left wing, the right wing, no one's yelling at each other anymore. It's wonderful. We're supposed to be working. And anyone in a relationship like a marriage and a husband and a wife, I ask anyone who's listening, do you think a good relationship is when you yell and scream at each other and insult each other and threaten each other every single day of your life? No relationship, no marriage lasts if you're yelling at each other and threatening each other. You work together and you cooperate and you compromise,
Glenn,
and you be
civil. I just want to jump in with a question before we take a call. So we saw some poll numbers which showed John Tory would win easily if the election was today. But if there is another candidate on the left, his numbers start to go down. And the person that was mentioned in that poll was someone like Mike Layton. We've heard Jennifer Keesmaat's name bandied about, even though she denies that. What, do you think there's going to be another candidate on the left, and who might that be?
Well, I am a political junkie ever since I was 15 years old, and I'm 55 now, so I'm very plugged into the political scene. I haven't heard any names being whispered about on the left side of the spectrum. And I think, that, again, people on the left are not stupid. You just gave a very good description. The only way John Tory could lose, I think, the election is if you had a really strong left-wing candidate. I think if David Miller came back, I don't think he would be that strong. Mike Layton certainly as well respected and has good name recognition. So in theory, the left could hurt John Tory, and Doug Ford could, if you will, go up the middle and become the next mayor of the city. So that is a problem for John Tory. That is a threat for John Tory. But on the political landscape now, if you ask anybody, give me the top three left-wing candidates that could run against the mayor, nobody could name even one of them, really. Like, you go to Mike Layton. Mike Layton has, to my knowledge, absolutely zero intention of running. Either does Jennifer Keesmaat. David Miller left the building and doesn't want to come back. So people are inventing names, but there is no real name out there, I think, from the left that would be a viable candidate.
Okay, let's take a call. We have time for at least one. Bill in Toronto. Hi, Bill.
Hey. With all due respect to your guest, John Tory is no conservative. Absolutely. He is responsible for what's going on in Ontario with Kathleen Wynne. And you know what?
How is that? He was the head of the Progressive Conservative Party.
And he blew the election.
Oh, that's true. That is absolutely true. But after him, Tim Hudak blew the next election.
Well, that's right. So you know what? I guess the right can't get it right.
Well, that is, I would say that's a very good way of putting it.
You know what? John Tory is everybody's man. That's his problem. He stands for nothing. He'll blow whichever way the wind goes. And, you know, it's Doug Ford, it's time to get back to reality. Get Ford in there, slash and burn, and get rid of the waste. I can see it in my community every single day. The nonsense that they put up community posts now where you put signs on. So what's that, $10,000 for what, nothing?
Okay, I will give Mr. DeBearmaker a chance to respond.
You know what,
Bill, thanks for your call.
You know what? Honestly, I listen to your nonsense. You are the problem in Toronto.
Okay, Bill.
Well, okay, we
don't have to be insulting when we disagree with people.
No, and I think, see, that's the difference between a Mayor Tory government and the late Rob Ford's government was just one of viciousness, ugliness, literal threats. They would come up to councillors, if you don't vote for this, you'll never get elected again. We're going to get rid of you. We're going to put robocalls into your ward. In a democracy, you and I are supposed to disagree on a policy and still be civil to each other and still recognize that you're a human being and I'm a human being. So when Bill says slash and burn. What are we going to slash and burn? The largest expenditures, we spend most of your tax money on the police department. It's $1 billion a year. Maybe Bill wants me to slash and burn the police department, but I don't want to. I don't want to slash and burn the fire department or the paramedics. Our emergency services are the largest expenses that we pay for. We have some lifeguards that we put by swimming pools so that your children don't drown. I don't know if Bill has kids, but I want to make sure that there's a lifeguard by the swimming pool so that when Bill's kids or his friend neighbor's kids go swimming, that they're safe. So when people talk about slashing and burning, look at the city we live in. This is the best city on planet Earth.
Well, okay, that's a bit hyperbolic, but it is a great place.
So, again, we can only argue is Toronto the best or the second best or the fifth best when there's hundreds of cities around the city. We live in an affluent, beautiful city that, yes, is not perfect. But look at us. You go to any shopping mall. People are out there. They're buying things. They're affluent. They're comfortable. They're mixing and matching. We get along with each other. There's none of the racial tensions or very few of the racial tensions that you see all around
people
the world.
People would argue that. We have 15 seconds left, Glenn, so just wrap it up quickly, please.
I understand what Mayor Tory's done. I think it's acceptable. I wish the Deputy Mayor Crisanti had just resigned his position first and then launched his campaign for somebody else. I think that would have been the right way to do it. But mistakes happen. Again, my free advice to people, if you insult your boss on TV, don't expect you have a job the next day.
If you insult him or her in person, too, it also might be a problem. Glenn DeBaremaker, thank you so much for that, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.